12, consider and take possible action on PIMCO organizational changes.
PIMCO has obviously been in the news lately, and we've touched on this in staff comments, consultant comments over the last couple of meetings. Two levels of issues here. One, PIMCO, obviously a very large organization, the vast majority of their policies for foreclosure is set at the investment committee level. The firm's both CIO and CEO, Mohammed Al-Aryan, has announced his intention to leave in March. He was a very important member of the investment committee. The firm's response to that departure was, Mohammed is off of the investment committee. The firm announced that they are going to bring in six deputy CIOs to help Bill Gross. Those deputy CIOs all joined the investment committee, and there's also two other individuals who have left or will shortly be leaving the firm, one an equity portfolio manager, another more of a generalist manager, but he was a member of the investment committee. So you've got your top person decides that, one of your top people decides that he's no longer going to have a home there. You've got two other important people leaving. You've got a number of deputy CIOs who were actually heads of trading desks and individual divisions within PIMCO stepped up to the deputy CIO position. At the end of the day, what it ends up happening is you have an investment committee of, I believe, 11, three go off,
four
permanent come on, four go off, three come on. And so it's a significant change to the investment committee. So there's a reconstitution
10%.
There. That alone is probably grounds for placing the firm on watch until we understand the ramifications of these individuals. No one's going to say that PIMCO is thinly staffed by any stretch of the imagination, but we need to understand that these individuals are going to lead the firm in the direction that makes sense versus their. Below that, what's happening is our portfolios there are largely managed, or the policy is set at the investment committee level. You have a named PM on everybody's account. And the named PM is responsible for making sure that the big picture set by the investment committee is implemented at the client level and that any client level restrictions are taken into account. Mohammed Al-Aryan was the named PM for our total return account. So that's moved from Mohammed. They took him off at the end of January. They put Curtis Mewborn on. Curtis is based in New York. He's been with the firm for a number of years. I have not had a chance to meet him yet. By all accounts, an experienced member, 20 plus years in the business, but again, there's a question mark there. Also on our Stocks Plus account, Chris Dialinas had announced his intention to take a sabbatical back before all this with Mohammed Al-Aryan started. This is back in December. He had said to the firm, I want to take a one-year sabbatical. I'll start in the March timeframe, or February timeframe, I think it was initially. So we were going to have him roll off our Stocks Plus account and somebody else roll on. You can imagine in the midst of this turmoil, said I'll postpone my sabbatical a little bit, but not by a lot. I encourage the firm to put a new portfolio manager on our account immediately. So Samuel Creek is our named portfolio manager on Stocks Plus. He is a member of the investment committee. So we have our named PMs on both of those accounts change, which sounds bad, but it really, you're talking about implementation of a policy level decision. The bigger issue here is the reconstitution of the investment committee. So the recommendation is place the firm on watch and conduct it on-site as soon as possible.
I'll move.
Jerry.
Yeah, I have no problem with that, but these people have about 10% of our money with all of the investments. Of the three that we have with them, which one are you most concerned with? When we do an on-site, because I agree we need to do an on-site, but which one do we need to really drill in?
Yeah, total return is going to be the focus. I mean, that's the collection of the firm's best ideas, historically speaking. I think they've probably evolved away from that a bit, and that's a great conversation we can have with them. Stocks Plus was the flagship account. Is it still the flagship account? Are we stuck in a legacy account that moved on from? That sort of thing here. That's really front and center. Stocks Plus, you recall, it's basically a short duration fixed income portfolio with S&P futures there, so it's a subset of the ideas that go into total return. And then what we have on the PIMCO All Asset Fund, you know, that's a broad collection of pretty much all PIMCO funds that asset allocation set by a third-party firm. So there's a little bit of separation there. That's you dampen the concern at that level a bit. But total return is really where the focus should be.
Jerry?
I'd move to accept staff's recommendation to put PIMCO in one.
Second.
That was your committee, okay. and to do it, and to do the on-site.
And do an on-site.
Okay. And we do have some tentative dates, February 28th and March 10th, both work. We're getting everybody down
Where
there.
Is PIMCO?
LA.
Newport Beach.
Los Angeles.
Land Orange County.
March 10th.
I can do March 10th. I can't do February 28th. It's right before the calipers, right? Calipers starts on Sunday.
General Assembly.
Did you say February 28th?
February 28th would be a Friday. Mm-hmm. It is a Friday right before we go back down to Calvert General Assembly.
I'm flying to Houston on the, and I'll be out on the 10th on a cruise. God.
Okay. Let's go ahead and vote on the motion, and then Tim can coordinate with board members to fit their schedule. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Carries? Okay.
I will send out an email to all board members.
I'm available on the 10th. I can't do the 28th.
Okay. Let's see. Item 16, consider take possible action to change the April 9th.